Look out if you live in the Midwest. More storms coming your way. How many of you have the Weather Channel as one of your favorites on your computer? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Midwest tornado time. Hurricanes for the rest of us dotted along the coastline. Supposed to be 7 big ones this year. That's what the National Hurricane Service is saying. But there were a lot of tornado watches from the Texas Panhandle to central Nebraska on Wednesday. A huge wave of storms rolled out across the plains and all over the Midwest. That was the bullseye. Oklahoma City right in the middle of it. Do you believe it? Adding insult to injury after what happened in Moore, Oklahoma. 24 people dead, 9 kids. This just was last week. Before that, we were talking about Granbury, Texas. But there we weren't talking about the loss of life, just the buildings and homes and neighborhoods and that kind of stuff. Radar could not be bigger. So the radar showed sporadic warnings for a bunch of counties in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, but no tornado damage reported. Lots of high winds. You see those winds really kick up, and it's scary, anywhere from 35 to 100 miles an hour. Woo! Heavy rain smashing into Missouri. A lot of listeners there. I feel you. South Dakota, Illinois, Indiana. Floods. That's what you have to think of, those floods in low-lying areas. But there were tornadoes that were spotted across Kansas on Tuesday night. One did touch down. It hit a town called Corning. It hit 6 farms. They were all destroyed. So there have been other tornado reports. I mean, who's the biggest star now when it comes to weather? Jim Cantore, it's got to be, right? At least on the Weather Channel. The weather has become such a serious thing with the amount of destruction that it drags with it. Would you be surprised to know that the majority of us want all the federal dollars for disasters to go to the people who need them, regardless of how much it costs us? 6 in 10 Americans say the government should provide money to states that get smashed by natural disasters without having to cut spending in other areas of the budget. 59% of people question, this was a Washington Post Pew Research Center survey, by the way, say federal emergency aid does not need to be offset by cuts elsewhere. Some Republican lawmakers have urged that. Nearly 7 in 10 Democrats, 57% of independents, and even 2% of Republicans, rather, agree. So, hey, natural disasters, a bipartisan issue. Superstorm Sandy, billions in damages to the Northeast. Remember, there were some Republicans who voted against additional federal dollars for relief because they said the aid should be offset by spending cuts in other places. So now we have tornadoes devastating more Oklahoma at the beginning of the week. And the issue of last week and the issue of it being offset was once again on the spotlight. But I don't think so. FEMA had existing money ready for aid to tornado victims, and they had other federal money that wouldn't be needed. So there's the good news there. You know, you like to think we're just a couple of disasters away from a catastrophe. So the people who it happens to, it feels like a catastrophe. You know, imagine you're going along, clicking along, living your little piece of the American dream, and then poof, it's all gone. You feel lucky that you survived and nobody died, and then you come to the reality of, oh yeah, I don't have a house anymore. I just have a bunch of debris that I have to clean up. That's rough. Very rough. You know, I'm talking about floods, and the floods were so bad in Alaska, it forced them to evacuate. An ice jam on the Yukon River is what sparked the flooding. 300 people evacuated. I mean, because they knew this is just going to wash them over. They're not fighting this one. It's just that big. A wall of ice hung up at a curve in the river. The water kind of moved around to the size of the ice, so that's probably good news for the people below. But when the jam breaks, downriver communities will get slammed. They will absolutely be impacted by that chunk of ice getting stuck. 300 people out. Not taking that chance. Smart that they're doing that. All right, we might have forgotten about this story, but it is a huge story. It was a sad, sad story. Post-traumatic stress syndrome. How about this U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, who's going to plead guilty to killing 16 Afghan villagers? The plea deal has to be approved by a judge and a commanding general. Because in addition to those killed, six Afghans were wounded. This was March of 2012 in that attack near a base in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. The spree strained some of the relations between us and Afghanistan. That's not a surprise. The Army can't comment on a potential deal, but the hearing in the case is scheduled for June 5th. I think no doubt he's got post-traumatic stress disorder. He had a traumatic brain injury during a deployment to Iraq, and he shouldn't have gone. They shouldn't have deployed him again in the first place. Whoever sent him to the most dangerous spot on earth in Afghanistan, I think is responsible for this, because he clearly, it's recorded, it's documented, that he clearly should not have been there, and he was. So I think someone answers for that. Huge mistake. The worst kind of mistake. Putting him in that situation, ooh, which he never, ever, ever should have been in the first place. Talked about the fact that Major Hassan is now defending himself. He decided that he doesn't need someone to represent him, that he will do it himself. Too bad we can't just throw the book at this guy. So when he goes to trial at Fort Hood, he made the request. He's supposed to undergo a physical and probably a psych evaluation, I bet, at the top of this thing. But he requested this, so he doesn't want to deal with somebody else. He just wants to do it himself. He's probably reading law books, and that's why. He was shot at the time of the attack. He's paralyzed below the chest. On Wednesday, he sat at the defense table in a wheelchair wearing a beard and dressed in camouflage army uniform. The psychiatric evaluation found that Hassan had the mental capacity to conduct his own defense, but questioned whether he was physically capable to do it or not. Physically capable or not. I bet you a lot of those families are there in the courtroom, because this is a long time coming. Long, long, long time coming. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Across the land, we start in Boston. If you pick up the Boston Globe, here's what you would read. Mass considers charges after welfare audit. What the story is about is that hundreds of people might have fraudulently collected welfare or illegally sold food benefits. Isn't that nice? So basically, people screwing the state, making up stories to get their stamps and collect money that they should not be receiving. Ooh, I know how so many of you hate that. Woo! I'm sure you hate that story. It's probably not happening just in Massachusetts. Not to be super, super cynical, by the way. Moving on to a big, juicy headline. In the Chicago Tribune, so we go from Boston to Chicago. What do you think they're going to have on their front page? Seabrook, goal in overtime sends Blackhawks to conference finals. Yes, it's true. 3:35 in the OT, baby. How do you beat the boys from Hockey Town? They did, Red Wings. 2-1 they beat them. Game 7. There's nothing more thrilling, if you're not a sports fan, let me tell you, that a Game 7 in any sport, so it's do or die. Now, Chicago will play the Los Angeles Kings in the Western Conference Finals. The other big headline was, what else do you think about when you think about Chicago? Killings. 3 killed, 9 wounded in shootings on the south side. In shootings on the south side, which is really, really bad areas there. So what was behind it and, you know, what do they know? It happened just really when the sun went down. A guy was shot. They didn't really know what happened. He was, you know, seven others were wounded. So it could be gang related is what the belief is. A lot of times that's exactly what it is. He went outside, a man went outside, saw the shooting person, the shooting victim on the ground in the driveway of a house, shot near his car and bleeding from a wound to his chest. What's sad is so many families in those areas, and they are, no kidding, really, really, really in the middle of a war zone. It's not just conversation. It is a war zone. It's debatable as to whether or not, you think of the worst areas possible, it's debatable as to whether or not some of the areas of Philly are worse, or New York, or Chicago, but I'm going to say, or even Compton, California, I'm going to say Southside gets it for me, Southside for sure. RC, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, my man?
Hello, Miss Gate. I've been put out of the witness protection program by my liberal and conservative friends. So I'm no longer RC. My name is Rex.
Rex, I love it.
Okay. Anyhow, because I upset both my liberal, quote-unquote, progressive people and the people on the far right. So let's roll if we can.
I love it.
All right. As far as Chicago is the best, I mean, all of the Blackstone Rangers, they're part of the Bloods and the Crips that came to Compton.
Oh,
okay?
That's true, yeah.
So the history there is what it is, the history.
Yeah.
And so, we're fighting here in the state. I don't know, the Supreme Court here has mandated some type of carry and conceal law.
Yeah.
Well, Chicago's trying to control that whole thing. That's Chicago.
Yeah.
Hence Obama. Anyway, McCain ought to bring his sorry butt home and stay out of it. If we haven't learned through Vietnam, even part of Korea, and Iraq, and all of these, you know, Afghanistan, we can't control these people.
I agree. Why are we in the middle of this? We get nothing out of it for our people, and we're not really helping their people.
Not at all. And They complain we're not involved, and when we get involved, they're going to blame us anyway.
Yes, exactly.
It's no win situation for us, and I don't know what he's. I used to have a lot of respect for Senator McCain due to past history and all that. It's gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and Holder, they ought to hold him up.
He needs to resign. He needs to bail.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
going to
get ugly. Yeah.
Take him to the shed and take care of business.
I
am diametrically opposed to all these little individual committees. All these guys want to do on these committees, in my opinion, is to puff out their chest. And yet there be no congruence. There be nothing come together. And if you go after Holder and you go after the IRS, I think the other things will fall.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. If you start there, I totally think if you start with the Cincinnati office and Lois Lerner, they have her. That's why she said the fifth. We know that. So let the dominoes fall. Yeah.
Yes. In other words, but somebody's got to take control of the entire situation.
Right.
I said, all of these little committees, it's giving them puff time. It's giving them air time.
It is. Yeah. On C-SPAN, on television, nightly news, everywhere. You're absolutely right. And they get more money, RC. When you're on a committee, you get more money.
Yes. And so the lady in Mexico, if we don't go down there and our State Department don't pull her out of there, ace post, we are completely corrupt in how we deal with the Mexican people.
Yeah. You know what? After all the mud they sling our ways, I think of our way, I think of the governor, Jan Brewer, and how the president, when he spoke to Congress, went after Arizona. What a disgrace. And to not help her is a big mistake. RC, thanks. Ray in Missouri. Whoops, we lost Ray in Missouri. He was going to tell us about the rain. We were going to let him have the last word. Oh, Ray. I'm so sorry. I know it's raining, but if you call us back, you can tell us just how bad it is. I think flooding. You know, I was looking at a map. I keep saying this about the weather. And I used to be one of those people that I didn't even check the weather. Now, I don't leave the house because it's the same thing in our satellite facility in Texas. We can get slapped at any moment with a storm. I have seen all kinds of hail, sizes of hail that I can't believe. All right, Ray is back with us. Hey, Ray, what about the rain there?
We had a break today, Kate.
You did. You had a break in the rain, so the flooding subsided.
No. Sometime early this morning, it's supposed to pick back up again. I got my power back on early Friday evening.
Yay! That was bad. You were without power for a while.
Oh, from Monday through Friday, so five days. That's explicit. That's a pain.
Oh yeah.
The FEMA thing, when you're talking about FEMA's got all this money for these victims.
Yeah.
The last time I flooded, I went through that FEMA thing. And does anybody know that that's a low interest loan?
Yes. That you're getting, yes. It's not money. It's not free money. Woo, here's the free money. You're right.
No, they don't come and help you because you lost everything.
Right.
They offer you a low-interest loan so that you can rebuild yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's the trick. That's the trick to it. Unless you're talking about sometimes they will set up the trailers in severe situations. But, Ray, you're absolutely 100% right. Music means we're dipping out and flipping to the other side. Hang with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What you had to say in our mailbag. You can always give us a jingle if you want to throw in your two cents on what's happening with the Tea Party and the lawsuit. How much of a chance do you give them to win this? I say if it's fair, I'm going to give them a 75% chance to win it because I think they've got some pretty hard evidence and legal legs to stand on. Not many loopholes around what was happening to them. They were targeted. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's flip it to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So, first in the mailbag is Alvarez, who says, Kate, there's no doubt about it. I'm with you. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I think it is piss poor, pardon my French, what has happened to the Tea Party groups who filed for tax exemption. Fair is fair. The Supreme Court did rule. Citizens United, after all. So, they're definitely... was room for the groups to get the tax-exempt status. Why the IRS would fumble it that way, I have no idea. Aren't they supposed to be neutral? Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be neutral? Well, see, that's why the lawsuit specifically even names Lois Lerner. She has a history of this, and her politics, I think, seeped into what she was doing for the company. And that's not good. And I think that she comes down for sure in this, what happens with anybody else connected to it, you know, Jack Lew, I don't know. He stepped in kind of late to the game. The former IRS director, I don't see that either. I think that the only way would be if you had definite links, email-wise, any kind of evidence, hard evidence, that would shoot off specifically to the people like a Jack Lew, then yeah, absolutely. But I don't think you're going to find that. For Lois Lerner, I think they will find that, and she definitely, to me, goes down on this, unless there was no trail. If there was absolutely no trail, somehow, some way, the people that are being grilled right now, the people who process the applications, are the ones who are going to spill the beans. They got a memo from somebody who was the middle management person, and then the person above them must have given them the memo. I mean, they didn't just do this on their own. They didn't just say, hey, you know what? Anything that says Tea Party because I'm a Democrat, or I'm an independent, or I just don't care, I'm just going to say, yeah, we're going to shove it aside. We're going to come up with funky questions to ask them that make no sense, and we're going to drag it out. We're not going to give them that tax exemption. All right, here's another one from Al, who says, boy, oh boy, what a blunder by the IRS to steal your thunder, Ms. Delaney. I think there is no doubt whatsoever that the IRS targeted the Tea Party. It's only in question as to whether or not justice will be served. And by justice, I mean that somebody's heads have to roll for this. Who's going to jail, in the words of the Speaker of the House? Yeah, we'll see. Is anybody going to go to jail for this or not? It depends on the evidence. I don't know what the evidence is. I'm assuming it's there, because if there's 20 of us, and I'm just picking a random number, I don't know, it's probably even less than that, but let's just say there's 20. We process these applications for tax-exempt status, 501 C3s there, all right? And that's my job, but there's 15 other people that's their job too. There's somebody, there's a layer above us, there's a layer above them. So somebody tells us, okay, here's the memo on what you're supposed to do, right? Read the memo, and this is it. This is who you deny, this is the questions you ask them, this is what you have to go through and send them when you have a question as to whether or not they should get the tax exemption. And what happened was they started to get overwhelmed because of the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court. But tough tiddlywinks. It opened the gate for more people to apply for tax exemption, for more groups to apply for it. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's what the people in the robes said, so that's what happened. The IRS is huge. They have people that aren't doing the job they're supposed to be doing, because there's another three layers underneath them doing the same thing. I'm not saying in every department. I'm not saying at every desk. I'm not saying at every level. But I know for a fact, because I know people that work for the IRS, that there have been days where, yeah, soap operas seem okay. Some people working from home. Yeah, I might be really busy for a couple of days, but now I'm just chillaxing. So I got to think that there were enough resources that could have been redirected to handle an area of that branch of the government that suddenly had more applications. You can't tell me they couldn't rearrange the furniture. They could rearrange the furniture. You know, that's the bottom line. This from Billy in Illinois. Kate, I can't believe the weather here. I'm telling you, you're so right about being emergency prepared. I chuckled about your story, and I have to say, at many points in my life, I was ill-prepared for some big storms that we got that knocked out the power for days. But I learned my lesson, as I have a family, a young family, three little boys and a wife. And frankly, whenever something disastrous hits, the power goes out, you can't find a hotel in sight, so you have to have an alternative plan. And I really fear for those people in Moore, Oklahoma. Many of them did have an alternative plan, and they were able to execute it. Some of them didn't. But the sad thing is 24 people died, 7 kids. And I think going forward with these tornado relief funds and whatnot that are being funneled to the people in that town, once everything's taken care of, anything extra should be thrown into a fund to build more storm shelters. Yeah, bravo. I agree with that. Anybody that can donate storm shelters, that would be big, because some of these shelters, nothing fancy, but they're like $5,000-$8,000. And families who are saying, geez, we got dentists, we got school clothes, we've got a car payment, we got a mortgage. That's not high on their list, but I think it has to be high on their list. You know, there's 2 concerts that have now been organized, country concerts that now have been organized in Oklahoma, and they've raised $500,000, thank goodness, because you've got 1,100 structures, businesses, schools that were destroyed by the tornado. You have to remember, we're talking about a 17-mile path of destruction that flattened entire neighborhoods and killed all of those people, 24, and actually 9 were kids, not 7, 9 in the end. 400 people were injured. Everybody in some way has been affected by it in this area. And that rebuilding, think of 19 football fields of debris. 19. If you ever go on one football field, it seems ominous. It's so big. We're talking about 19 strung together. So they got to keep raising as much money as they can. And they are. Millions is pouring in, and that's the good thing. But people are still picking through their stuff, trying to find anything that they might be able to find, remnants of something left over, believe it or not. And now this tornado is, this tornado is, I think, a sign for everybody to realize that we have some more severe weather that are hitting different parts of the United States. It starts out maybe as a thunderstorm, and then it escalates into something much worse. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you have nowhere to turn. I mean, is that not the worst thing in the world? You're just, it's like being blindsided. Oh, I hate being blindsided. And you're just, what are you, walking around in circles? No cell tower, no anything. You can't even find your insurance claim number because you don't have the paperwork. It blew away in the storm. Yeah. It's really the time to figure out a few things and get some stuff done. All right, this one comes to us from Dennis listening in New Jersey. Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time, sister. You go, girl. I have to tell you, I heard you talk about the Arizona woman who's in that Mexican jail. That smells of a setup. Doesn't seem as though she could smuggle drugs. They didn't reach a decision at a hearing. Her family is praying that she's going to be freed soon. If not, Yanira Maldonado is going to have a rough ride, I think, in that part of Mexico. Yeah, she was stopped at a checkpoint in Hermoso, about 170 miles from the border. She was got, you know, they all emptied out of the bus that they were on. They said she had 12 pounds of pot. And I'll say it again, she's a Mormon. She's got 7 kids. Doesn't make sense. They took the advice of a Mexican lawyer. They tried to bribe some judges. That didn't work out. They were there for a funeral. And look what's happened as a result. So she's in a woman's facility in Nogales. And apparently she's doing a little bit better emotionally. Her spirits are a little bit better. But I bet she is really had a rough time being, especially, you know, this is the ultimate blindsiding. You're completely innocent and they handcuff you, take you to a Mexican jail and say you were a smuggler. Mm. We're talking numbers next. We can count.
WCCO. There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My teeth gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all.
WFLN, people listening there in Arcadia, Florida. My family doesn't live too far from there. And also our pals in Mississippi and Laurel, Mississippi, WMKI, and Vicksburg, WVBG. And, of course, all the rest of you and all those nooks and crannies out there, including our pals in New York City, WVNJ. Go out to Stacy, who is in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how you been?
Hey, just fine. And you?
I'm excellent, thank you. What's on your mind?
That's funny. You said Laurel, Mississippi. And no, I don't want to just hear myself on the radio because I own six furniture stores. I was on TV 6 and 8 times a day out of Laurel, Mississippi. I had six furniture stores. And what made me kind of close them down was business got slow after 9/11, which I think is one of the worst things in the world that happened to the United States, 9/11.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people had to change their lives and what they were doing, like you said, businesses. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I was doing the American dream until then. I wasn't from making, I'm not going to say what to what.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's one of the worst things in the world that ever happened to the United States. And the second thing that I think the worst thing happened to the United States was Obama being elected. And the third thing, you know, I think the third worst thing was him being reelected.
How'd that happen?
Idiots. Since I was born, I was taught to be a Democrat. And
right.
I used to be, that's called past tense, just because of Obama. And no, because I was living in a county where I wasn't registered to vote. I didn't vote for him because I wasn't registered to vote in that county. Thank you, God. But anyway, when it comes, my mother filled out the thing for me, voting. She said, you sure you want to vote for a Republican? I said, you got that right, Rock. I won't vote for anybody. I'd vote for an ant, a rat, before I'd vote for him. Well, that's all Obama is, a rat. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a thief. I mean, that guy, you can get no worse than that for a president of the United States of America. America should be ashamed. Everybody that voted for him, you ask anybody that you know, did you vote for Obama? No. Everybody you ask, no. Well, everybody, well, somebody did. Who put him in office? America is 77%
right.
white. And who
right.
put him in office? White people did. But that
right.
thing, they didn't vote for him. Somebody did. I think it's the three worst things that happened in America besides school things. And I know there's a lot of other things that's real bad and everything. I just said, no, I don't want to just talk on radio. I've been on TV a million times, but it's just, I just had to say that.
You know, it's
all
right, Stacey. Keep the faith. There's a guy who was a Democrat flipped over to Republican, as he said. The thing is, the vote. What also was really lost for the Republicans, Stace, is they had hardly any Hispanic vote. I mean, none. And they didn't have a lot of the African American vote. And we've had liberal black folks on, we've had conservative black folks on, and the conservatives told us that, you know what, Romney and Romney's people never came to see us. We wanted to vote. We're voting for him. They just blew us off and went to the obvious places when they came to Detroit, when they came to Philly, when they came to the inner city areas. So they didn't target groups very well, which is what Obama did so well on the ground game. They found the areas where they knew they could score big, and they did it. They did a good job in that, and that's what didn't happen with the Republicans. That was the big mistake there. Let's go to Rick out in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Waiting on tomatoes.
Oh, the best tomatoes in the land, Jersey. Oh. I thought you said tomatoes. I was like, tomatoes, Jersey. Jersey tomatoes were the best.
So,
yeah, forget it. Forget the tomato discussion. What's on your mind?
I just want to say that Republicans ain't going to get very many votes after Rush Limbaugh saying Obama and Chris Christie is a master-slave relationship. But which one's the master and which one's the slave?
Yeah, which one? You know what? That was that comment was costly.
Yeah, he's going to help the Republicans out.
Yeah,
they won't. Yeah, Democrats will have a campaign to let Rush Limbaugh run his mouth off. He'll get reelected.
And the next time around, it's going to be interesting. I had this discussion with a political consultant, Rick, the other day. So you look at the bench for the Republicans, you look at the bench for the Democrats, and even though I really don't see her doing it, I think the press is on for Hillary Clinton to there's a pack set up, and they're already keep talking about her, even though I think that she'd be 70. She'd be just turning 70, but I mean, regardless, the push is kind of there in that direction. And for the Republicans, it's pretty decent bench. There's some names that would be up there. But Chris Christie, popularity-wise, keeps coming up, and he's definitely conservative. The problem is a lot of people don't like some of the things that Chris Christie lately has done, and they don't necessarily like the fact that he's a little bit more moderate in some areas, a little bit more moderate. Let's go to Dale in Illinois, 1070. That's where he is listening. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Kate. I wanted to comment in regard to Eric Holder. I totally agree with you on what his future ought to be. But, you know, we keep dancing around this the whole time. You know, this. Well, eventually we're going to get around to discussing the race issue again.
Yeah.
You know, this is what all it amounts to. You know, Holder's going to bring it up again. When it gets down to the nitty-gritty, that's going to be the subject again. You know, it's something everybody keeps missing because of all these screw-ups that these guys are doing right now. You know, our unemployment rate is still 7.5% or more. Unheard of in a capitalist economy with what's going on with us. You know, we go through these periods of recession, Kate, and we have periodic high unemployment because of it. Now we have what we call just straight chronic unemployment. We got kids coming out of college, have no future in terms of a job. They're going straight to the basement of their parents' home.
Mm.
If their parents still have a home left, they're you know, and so we're just they know they're not going to get a job.
Mm.
And we never talk about this anymore because we've let this guy that appears to be president slide on this issue all the time. Quit promising all this free stuff to people, Mr. President. Let's get down to getting people back to work again. Please do something about this.
Yeah, boy, that's true. Let's get back to the basics. Get them out there. Get them working. I agree with you. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It really is. I mean, we're not seeing the true picture. We're just, it's like we're in Oz and somebody is behind the curtain pulling the, you know, pulling the levers, and we know who that is. It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well,
that's why these scandals are breaking.
Well, it's, I mean, how far are we going to take this fairness issue? Is fairness, do we just continue to take from the people that produce the goods and services and give it to the people that don't? Is that what this is all about? Apparently, this is his philosophy.
Yeah, and that's wrong. That's wrong because we live and thrive. Dale, thanks. Great caller always. We live and thrive in a capitalistic society. That's the backbone of America. And that's what has gotten us so far and made us a powerful nation. And we definitely don't want to turn our back on those people. Or trust me, we'll see the pyramid become inverted overnight.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.